Okay. And can you tell me anything about a little bit about the ways you prepare? What kind of meat do you like the best right now?
I love mutton. Well, it's the frozen one I just use now.
Uh-huh.
And if a killer sheep, $4.50. Talk to Chesil. Sorry, I'm
sure it's all right. It's perfectly all right.
How
do you prepare? You know how you? I'd like to know what parts of the sheep you like to eat and how you prepare them.
Oh, you if you want them stew, you stew them.
Uh-huh.
You get your little onion, your parsley, uh-huh. and
uh-huh.
your garlic, and
uh-huh.
get them in a pot, wash them off,
yeah.
and you stew them.
Okay.
You season them up and you put them in a pot and you cook soup.
Yeah, okay. Is that like goat water?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Is that the same thing as goat water?
Well, you don't prepare it like goat water. You prepare it for soup for your mother. We call it goat water. You don't buy come for some goat water.
And goat water is it could be lamb. It could be mutton, or it could be goat.
Yeah.
Or is it always
could be
goat?
Sheep.
Yeah, it's always.
It could be sheep.
Yeah, okay.
Most of the time they don't get goat, but the killer sheep and they say it's goat water.
Okay. And so how do you season goat water?
How do you season goat water?
Yeah.
You get now if you don't cook goat water for selling and so on, you get a piece of breadfruit,
uh-huh.
like a proper.
Yeah.
You get your garlic and you get your onion.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your thyme,
mm-hmm.
a little green herbs,
mm-hmm.
and the seasonal, sazon,
mm-hmm.
and you put it to boil.
Yeah.
And some clove.
Mm-hmm.
And when it done boil, enough.
Yes.
When you're preparing it, you take off all the flimsy part off,
right.
you cut it off the greasy part,
yeah.
so you let just the meat and the bone,
yeah.
and then you try it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you finish, don't try your cube and you think
mm-hmm.
of it, little green herbs and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Some people take a little flour
mm-hmm.
and they mix it in a bowl. With some cooking oil or butter
mm-hmm.
in a bowl with salt and
mm-hmm.
drink, and you do some spoon cut and you drop it in there
uh-huh.
and you let it boil
uh-huh.
until it comes good.
How do you
sweet and nice?
How long about?
When you're cooking goat water, it would take you about, let's say, 2 hours, 3 hours, four. Oh,
three, four, 4 hours.
Yeah. yeah. I think it would take them time there, yeah, it's that good fire.
I see, that's great.
Yeah. If you're cooking the real, real goat water in a big, big pot, not you cooking goat
yeah.
for you to sell
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But now some people cook it, if they're doing it for sale, you know,
yeah.
they got a half a drum. So, you know, that would take them
yeah.
kind of time
sure.
there, because it's a
yeah.
lot of work. But you're doing it for yourself, you don't take them time
right.
there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small
sure.
pot you're doing it in, so
mm-hmm.
it wouldn't take them time.
Right.
You know, your meat boil and your wet
mm-hmm.
food. And
right.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, but it's sweet. Goat water is very sweet. Well, you prepare it in the right way.
Is there anything else? Can you tell me any other recipes? Your favorite recipes? Anything at all that you
well,
like?
You know what I ate yesterday? You know what they call red food?
Yeah.
I never know what to cook.
Uh-huh.
I had food on the fridge. I take it out the day before to freeze off. And when I look at it yesterday, I feel that I will get bacterial and it would surprise
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
So I put it out for the dog.
Uh-huh.
And then my son reached with about 4 breadfruit.
Uh-huh.
Big full breadfruit.
Uh-huh.
I said, boy, come here, boy. I'm going to cook some of them, you know, and I put 2 in the pot.
Uh-huh.
And I put them on to peel them. And